Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, here to give you your dose of Aussie insurance news wrap for Friday, February 7th, 2025. Our first coverage is from Queensland, an area plagued by severe flooding. Northern regions face serious deluge challenges, with an impressive 1,435 insurance claims following the floods, says the Insurance Council of Australia. The people of Townsville have narrowly circumvented major flooding, a stark contrast to Ingham, as Herbert River peaks at 14.94 meters. Premier David Crisafulli is emphasizing the need for resilience in our rebuilding efforts, using the lessons we've learned from past disasters. Experts are advising locals to remain cautious of ongoing flood risks even as waters recede. Firms including IAG, Suncorp, and Racky wasted no time in expediting claims processing, logistics that are sure to ease the minds and pockets of many affected residents. Simultaneously, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC, has turned its attention to the dynamics of major insurance mergers. Current acquisitions arousing skepticism include Insurance Australia Group's bid for ARAC Insurance, as well as Allianz Australia's efforts to acquire RAA Insurance. As the clock ticks down to February 14th, stakeholders are preparing to state their cases, with the ACCC expected to dole out their conclusions or potential worries by the 24th of April. The inspections seek to assess any prospective alterations in quality of service or pricing that could affect consumers and the broader implications on auxiliary providers in the insurance sector. Moreover, we're rallying for swift action in financial reform. Christine Cupid, CEO of the Council of Australian Life Insurers, underlines the imperative need for rapid legislation in matters of financial advice. Ahead of an imminent election and the departure of respected Minister Stephen Jones, legislative delays are feared. There's an urgent need for a new advisory class in life insurance to increase access to financial advice for you, our Australian consumers. Updates to the life insurance framework and advisor qualifications could be significant improvements to look forward to. Lastly, North Queensland continues to experience heavy downpour with serious flooding in areas such as Ingham and Townsville. Our thoughts are with the residents dealing with evacuations and infrastructural damages, including the unfortunate destruction of the Olara Creek Bridge. With support from insurers, including IAG, Suncorp, and RatKey, efforts are in full swing to assist the affected residents. And that's it for this week's wrap. Thanks for tuning in to Paige Estrotori at Financial Services Online for your weekly insurance industry news. Remember to stay informed and stay safe. Until next time, take care.